We're going to start off the bat here, right in the studio, ready to go with Guilford girls basketball coach Matt Hules. He brought along with him sophomore all-conference player Kate Dennis. So, guys, thank you very much for being with us and welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, the basic question is, how's practice been going so far as you guys are getting ready?
Practice has been going really well. I think today was number 10, 15 girls on the team, really competitive. Other than any of the other 4 years that we've had, we kind of split them up each day on different teams and 7-on-8, you know, and it's been really highly competitive, great energy, great juice, as we call it. So We're off to a great start.
Who do you guys have first, or what tournament are you guys in first?
We're not in a Thanksgiving tournament. Okay. We play a non-conference game next Tuesday at West Chicago.
Okay. And you feel like you're progressing quite well to get to that point?
Yes, and I think in the past we've done the Thanksgiving tournament thing, but after 18 days, you've played 5 games and only had 13 practices. And with us being younger again, I felt that it was best to, you know, play a game, have a week of practice, play another game. So that's kind of why we went that way.
Sure. I sent out questions at the beginning of the season here, and I've got yours back here, and we're talking about your team. And one of the things I noticed on your team is you mentioned here, you've got good depth, but you've got a young team this season. So tell me a little bit about that. You've got 3 starters back. So, I mean, that is good experience, but that's young experience.
I think I said the same thing last year.
Yeah.
with starting two sophomores and 2 freshmen. And then this year we got 4 sophomores and 1 freshman that will play quite a bit for us. So we're a little bit older, but we're still also pretty young with only 3 seniors, limited varsity experience. But I think if you saw the 15 girls, you know, they may be young, but they all bring a variety of skill sets to the table, which is very exciting for us. And I think, you know, we may have some growing pains in terms of youth, but I think once they start to gel and the youth will kind of grow up pretty quickly.
And Coach, you brought a special player with you today, a sophomore guard who was all-conference special mention last year. Kate, that's a pretty special season for a freshman. Going into your sophomore year, what did you set up as your goals for your offseason? What did you feel like you want to get better at from year 1 to year 2? And both in high school, that's a huge life adjustment.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm sure, lots of basketball changes and improvements you wanted to make as well. What was this offseason like for you?
In the off season, you know, just trying to get better at everything, and me being the player that I am, yes, I am a shooting guard, but I can kind of play all over the place. So my post moves, getting all those good, and ball handling, you know, all that. So I play all around. So I just try to better all parts of my game in the off season.
And then whenever we have someone in the studio, or I get to interview someone who is in a situation like yours, a young player, young person, put in a high leverage position on a team, going to be asked to do a lot, have the ball in her hands a lot, or play a lot, or be asked to score a lot to win games. How do you lean into whatever leadership responsibilities coach has given to you at a young age? What your age would tell you is you're not supposed to be doing yet, but yet your position on the floor kind of necessitates you have to be one to bring a group together. How have you feel you made strides in that category to be a leader on this team, even though, yeah, you're probably, are you in driving? Are you 16? Do you have a driver's license?
15, actually, yes.
So not driving a car, but leading a basketball team. I mean, that's a big responsibility. How are you working through that?
Well, I've played up on all basketball teams that I've played in my life, so it's been high school is a little bit more challenging, but like middle school I played 8th grade all 3 years, and even in 4th grade I played on the 5th grade team. You know, I've always played up, and I just, high school, it's difficult because when you come in first, like being a freshman, all the seniors are kind of like, you know, freshmen, you know. But once you get the hang of it, it's pretty, I don't know. You just got to, I don't really know how to describe it, but you got to be comfortable and getting in those shoes and just keeping your head down and in the grain and just going for it.
Well, Kate, you're not just the average, your average freshman is probably not going to be an all-conference player at a varsity level, obviously. So you're probably above average. But even beyond that, I understand Coach says you've already been recruited by, I think you said, Illinois State and Valpo among the schools,
yes,
and stuff. First of all, I want to know, tell me your growth as a basketball player. When did you start, and what are the things that you're involved with in the summer and off season that gets you these looks? And then a little bit about this kind of recruiting process. I know it's still early, they can't do a lot of talking to you, but it's kind of the whole process.
Uh-huh. Well, I started playing basketball in 2nd grade, and I've loved it ever since. Mm-hmm. As far as AAU, I play for Illinois Elite in the summer. We start in March, we go through August, and we go to a lot of big tournaments. We go to tournaments in Orlando and Kentucky, places like that, big college exposure tournaments. The recruiting process, it's fun, like being very young, you just kind of going to all the camps and everything, you're exposed to different places. And I, when I first started, I didn't really know what to expect. So I was like, wow, this is just like a lot, but you kind of get a feel what you want in colleges. So you like, it's the person. So you just got to feel what's right for you. And I think that's really fun. And I'm really happy and excited about it.
How far along are you in the process in terms of, I mean, are you, I would assume you're not ready to make a decision or anything like that. But I mean, do you have like a mental, like a calendar set for you that you want to get to this point? You want to go to so many places and then get exposed enough that then you can make that decision? And how, or do you just want to really push all this off until, you know, junior, senior year?
Well, my goal since fourth grade is to play for Duke. So I just want to play high D1 basketball, and I think that, you know, anywhere that I land, and that's pretty good, I would say.
We're kicking off the high school tip-off show with the Guilford Vikings girls basketball team, and Coach, I've seen plenty of situations like this come about where there's a really good player who's playing up or something like this, and when a situation like this comes around, they don't bring that player. They bring a senior. They bring someone else who has more experience, maybe. I mean, it takes a special person to lean into a role like you're having Kate do today, coming down to talk to us, the role you ask her to do on a daily basis. You know, what makes her the kind of person that you come and be the representative of all your players and things like that at such an early age?
Well, I think a moment ago you were asked, you know, was she ready for that situation? If you just watch her carry herself, whether it's when things are going good or things are going bad, it's the same, you know, same confident demeanor.
Right.
And you could notice that at an early age, you know, from the first day of practice last year, the first day of weightlifting last year. And it's just her makeup proves that she's ready for that sort of thing. And she's a great role model. Like, I got a 5-year-old kid, you know, and every day he checks in at practice. You know, he doesn't want to come say hi to me. He's checking to see if Kate's still in the gym. You know, so that's just the type of personality that she has. And it's a kid-by-kid basis, but I never had a doubt, you know, that she was ready to, you know, even as a freshman, to have a leadership role or to put her in a situation. Hey, do you want to go talk on the radio station? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know, because what's she going to do? She's going to come and she's going to give you good answers. She's going to smile.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's going to have a great demeanor about it.
And with any teams, you guys are probably going through that goal-setting process for your season. If not, that's already completed. I mean, to reach the goals that and do what you guys want to do, it does take a full team. And you guys got a lot of players back, and you got key players that are going to be coming off your bench. Talk to me about who else you're going to be asking big roles of this year, because if you guys want to go as far as I'm sure you want to, it's got to be more than one player.
Well, we have three seniors on the team, Kat Pena, Kay Ross, and Ty Taylor. We got a little bit of everything in that group. We got a defender in Ty, we got a ball handler in Kay, and then another shooter in Kat. And then our junior group is a group that has grown through our program. They would have been my second, you know, group of freshmen, and I think they had 15 girls on their team, which is crazy for Guilford High School. And we've got 6 or 7 of them that can, from a sophomore conference team that got fourth place. And then our other sophomores, Maya Williams, we started her as a freshman last year. She's a post who was third in the conference in rebounding. We have a junior in Mylea Eziofor who's coming back from a knee injury, who was second in the conference in rebounding. We have another sophomore guard, Asaysha Lepke, who can also space the floor and shoot it. Kylie Thomas is a freshman or a sophomore who we brought up as a freshman a little bit last year, 5'1", itty bitty, but can lead a team for us. And then we also have Kiara Brandon, who's an incoming freshman, who can also shoot it. So I think last year, if you were to see our team, we had, you know, Kate who could space the floor, and Peyton Lemke, who was a senior who graduated, that could space the floor, to where this year, we can really space the floor with 5 or 6 shooters. And all that's going to do is it's going to keep people off our posts inside with Maya and Mylea. And also, you know, if you're trying to box in one Kate or, you know, do different zones, you know, shading people to Kate, we have ways to make teams pay for that. So,
Coach, when you got so many young players, this is the kind of team, obviously, with the talent and the young talent, such as Kate, mm-hmm. that you're obviously, you're going to make a step up from last year, you would hope. You were 5-11 last year, hope to make that step up. But with so much young talent, you also know the fact that this is going to be a great team, even better team next year and in 2 years down the road. How do you kind of manage that when you know that you're kind of building for the future, but you don't want to totally, and I don't want to say ignore, but you got seniors on the team, they're going, this is our year. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, we're really building ourselves for 2019 or 2020. So how do you kind of juggle that?
Well, for, you know, people always ask, well, how many games do you want to win or what's your goal? And our thing is, we have a never settle championship belt like you have right here. And we stress to the kids, you know, just get 1% better every day academically, athletically, and socially, and we'll take our results. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're committed to that process as 15 together, we're going to see that growth. Now, you know, to your question of, you know, win now versus win later, I think this group, it's all out there for them. I think we should compete in more games than this year. We should compete with the top tier teams of this conference. And when it's going to come down to, and we know this is one of our weaknesses, we practice this every day, is just situations at the end of the games. Mm-hmm. You know, when you got so many young kids and you got so many kids at different grade levels, it's kind of tough to build that chemistry. But at the end of the day, it's my job to fix it.
Okay. Last question. How do you see the race and where do you guys think you'll fit? I know you said you're not going to get specific in wins and losses, but who are your top teams in your eyes and where do you think you guys can fit? At least at your best, where do you think you can fit?
Well, I think obviously it starts with Boylan until someone is able to knock them off. And then Hananiga brings so many kids back. I know Coach Watkins over at Auburn has, you know, a mix of old and young. Aaron Leonard at Belvedere North does a great job. And then Harlem and East have been up there. And then kind of down, you know, the next group of us, you know, us, Belvedere, Freeport, Jefferson, all have younger kids, you know, mm-hmm. so it's kind of hard to predict that. But I think, you know, with us going to 18-game season, you know, in the conference, you know, to strive for that a winning season in conference is not out of our goal. I mean, we've had one winning season overall in 20 years, and mm-hmm. that was 2 years ago. But the sustained success, I think, is coming, you know, with the group that we have here. And then if you – not that we want to talk middle school basketball, but like our Eisenhower Eagles, you know, that group's sure. coming next.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, there's a great group of eighth graders. So it's starting to be a small town feel, you know, over in the Guilford zone, which we're extremely excited about.
All right. Well, that was Matt Hewell, the fourth-year coach at Guilford High School for the Guilford girls basketball team. And, of course, star player Kate Dennis, sophomore, already making big waves here as a special mention all-conference player last year. Thank you so much for both being here, and we wish you the best luck this season.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.